Good morning and thank you for clicking, thank you for listening. I'm CJ, at Peace and Creative on Twitter, in case you don't know. Well, I have my coffee, I have my bag packed, I'm on the way to the train station to head up to Liverpool for tonight's Ignite Petticoatshire social. And always out of breath as I'm walking along because I'm horribly unfit. But this little stretch of road that I'm walking down, I know doesn't have any crossovers, so I can boo with impunity. So I'm heading up to Liverpool to do a talk or Petticoatshire that I did 2 years ago now about analog meets digital. And I find it quite curious that on the day that I do that, there's been quite, or over the last few days, there's been quite a few YouTubers who are starting to see the cracks in the social media veneer. And I really feel for them, especially because of the generation of not having world before technology. And I just wanted to probably do a few podcasts through the day just to kind of share how I feel about social media in terms of a perceived item. Because really, all the way from the start, this was sort of back in 2006, 2007, when I became aware of the term, the media itself has no social component. It's only the human engagement with that media that makes it social. And social media isn't anything new. I mean, a piece of media we see now as content, but a social item could be anything from going all the way back in time, especially if you are aware of storytelling. People would sit round campfires. People still do sit round campfires. But even going back to caveman times, the fire became that focal point where people would sit down, they would socialise, they would eat, they would drink. Now, in terms of media, I see myself as incredibly lucky to be the generation that I am. I think I'm defined as Generation X. And I think that's defined by people who were born between 1971 and 1981, I believe. And I fit in there. If those of you that are good at maths, I'm 1972. So I saw my grandparents struggle with the emergence of tape recorders, of captured media that can be played back. Their era, their generation, was radio. And the social aspect to radio was that you'd have one piece of equipment in the house, in the main space, and people would sit and gather around that device to listen to the news, to listen to the media, and they were social around that media. I guess in some ways, the food on the dinner table can be seen as social media. It's a medium in which people gather together, and through a shared action, they socialise. Now, coming a little bit further forward, we have the correlation. Now, this is one that really got me started when I first started doing presentations, and that is that the television was a luxury item. There would maybe be one household in a street that had that. For the coronation, people on the street, yes, there were street parties, but people gathered around that device and engaged. That in its day was social media, a piece of social media. And I think this perspective is really key, especially for a younger generation who don't have the word of mouth stories from maybe their, what would now be their grandparents, great-grandparents. And even to some extent, some parents, I think, who don't have a perspective of the emergence of technology, maybe feel very lost in this world. But as I finish this first podcast, I think I just want there to be a reassurance that social media isn't anything new. People have struggled to socialise, introverted, extroverted, for as long as there have been social interactions. Some people are good at it, some people aren't. I think one of the other aspects, and I might talk about this in the next podcast, is the notion of fame, or the notion of attention. And that's something that I have a strange internal look on, as from a very early age, I really wanted to be an actress. And I had no reason to be doubted on that, because I come from a very theatrical family, and I come from a family where my aunt and uncle were relatively, and definitely are, well known within their own media circles of Gilbert and Sullivan Opera. And I have interesting stories in which to share about how that influenced my fame path, and not, as the case may be. So as I've done here, I'm going to sip my coffee. Do check out Liverpool Ignite. I think you'd probably be able to find it if you type that, especially into Twitter. Do excuse my out of breathness, but I'm rather unfit, have a pack on my back, but I really wanted to share this as I make my way to the station. So as I said at the beginning, thank you very much for listening. I'm at PCM Creative. Do leave your comments, and if you want to see more, do go to my YouTube channel, Karen Lyon PCM Creative, and subscribe. And of course, do follow me here, and also do comment, because I'd love to hear your perspectives on this, because without social interaction with social media, it is just an echo chamber.